Earthlings. I just finished recording Alison's reading part two, Alison with two L's. I just did 5 minutes of reading, and I wanted to jump on here and just clarify what I've clarified. It seems like she wasn't from Cohen, and it seems like there's a ton of misinformation, like a lot. Some articles say she was from Cohen. Others say that she's from, I think it's Kawanyama, or I apologize if I didn't pronounce that correctly. Chaos, it's K word. Where did I see it? Some people say she had two children. Other people, Kawanyama Shire. So apparently she was from there, but traveling from Archer River through Cohen back to Kawanyama. Apologies again if I butchered that pronunciation. But it's one article will say this, another will say this. Some say that she had two children, and then this other article will only talk about her son. So possibly this confusion that's out there is what I was also picking up on, was what confused me a little. But I've also just found so far that she left the pub with someone she knew and went back to his place, or someone who frequents the pub, I should say, so someone who is known, and then disappeared from there. This is what this article alleges. Another one alleges that she left with a stranger. So then they also say she went to the quarry, but then it turns out the quarry is, I think, where this guy lives. So there's so much, like, I want to say dross, is that the word? So much stuff. Look, even here, it says here, just at the top of the website, it says the person she went with was half an hour away. And then here it says he's an hour away. Misconceptions all over this. So I'm going to get off this website. Okay, perhaps if you just hang with me. Half of the articles are locked, like I have to pay, get a subscription to even read them. Yeah, the reading here, someone said that she went walkabout in a towel. Why would she do that? Alison, I just feel like I want to say to Alison, and she can hear me, that I'm just like, I feel like I want to apologize on behalf of all the idiots around this case who just said complete, utter nonsense. Oh, this might be something. There's a small blurb about an article here. I'm not reading the whole article. It's literally like two sentences, maybe one. Something about one of the. Okay, so do you remember from part two, I think I said that this person treats women like, the way they treat women and other people. Right, well, that whatever I said there, really the way that. And I thought it might have been indigenous women, but maybe it's just women. But here's what I read here. The last man to see missing Kawanyama mother, Alison Naradine Bernard, alive, told another woman, "I put things like you in the ground." Guys, that totally tracks. Of course, alleged reading through an article, but that totally tracks with the energy I got from this person. Like, larger than life, better than you, entitled, but it's not like an entitled, like a rich boy entitled. It's like, oh, I just heard because I'm white, you know, that fucking ridiculous attitude, but lives by it. Even if he's not consciously like flouncing it out around and showing his racist card, or predator card or pervert card, whatever. It's there. that's underlying all of it. It was gross. So anyway, I just read this now and I thought that was interesting because it tracks with what I picked up. That it was like above them. Didn't treat them like people. Okay. Yuck. Yuck. I feel like this person, maybe not the perpetrator, like, let's just say for shits and giggles that this person is not the perpetrator, right? The very least, this person that is talking about, like, making up stories with the police, at the very least, he's full of shit. Like, I always think maybe, too, if he's not the perpetrator, I think there might have been a bit of drugs or alcohol involved with this person's mindset at the time. At the time he called the police. Didn't know what he was doing, you know? I really should probably just sign up because it's only $1 a week. But it's good. It's good because then nobody can accuse me of like deep reading all these articles before I get on here. Just no good answers. No good answers. But I also feel like they're tied to this person that they're always constantly questioning about it. Wants it to be done, but I don't think deep down, whoever did this, I don't think they did anything young. What young? Wrong. I feel like he's a big man in a small town, but there are bigger men than him. I just saw that in her family, maybe. It's like, you're almost like he's big and tall and could wield that against small women like Allison or bully people with it in that small town. Like a big fish in a small pond, that kind of analogy or story, metaphor. But that, I can see him looking up at someone who's even bigger, darker skin. I wonder if that's someone related to her. Okay, guys, it was just supposed to be a quick update to let you know that she wasn't from Cohen. That was just something that somebody wrote, and so I went with that. All right, guys. All my love. I'll keep you updated. Bye-bye. Wait, there's something else. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Allegedly, Allison had a boyfriend. Just agreeing with that. Yes, she did. Do you recall how I said that she wanted someone else, or she was with someone else? Like she was someone else was on her mind. It's possibly her boyfriend. But they're allegedly, she went back to this other person's place and slept with them and then left. There might be some truth to that rumor, but I don't think it's as... I don't know. I just don't see it like she was just sleeping around. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't know that that was her energy. Of course, if she was inebriated, we don't know. Like... from the public perspective, according to his story, we don't know that it's wrong. Psychically, I can tell if something's up, but I almost wonder if she was just, when she left that pub, she was almost completely out of it and then just got like kind of a tree that's already uprooted. If you just tap it, it'll fall over. And maybe she was coerced into the car or like wasn't a conscious of where she was going or what was happening. Because remember, I did feel very, very drunk. And I don't drink. So, alright, guys, that's what she had to say. See ya!